The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Frank MacDonald is with me. He's a former environment editor with the Irish Times, of course, and he's here to talk about the National Planning Framework and the first revision ongoing to it. Now, Frank, you're going to have to explain what that is and why people should care about it.
Well, I think it's one of the most important exercises that any government can embark upon because, you know, effectively it will determine the plan itself will determine the future of Ireland for generations to come. I mean, certainly decades to come. And that's about where people are going to live, you know, about the jobs that are going to be provided and where they're going to be, the location of schools and healthcare and transport and leisure facilities and everything else. So there isn't really anything more important than that. And yet it's all really happening under the radar. And you'd imagine that there'd be, you know, public meetings and there'd be, you know, briefings of political correspondents and all the rest of it. But there's been very, very little media coverage of all of this. And yet the deadline for making submissions on what is in the plan or the revision of the plan is tomorrow at 5 o'clock to npfrev.housing.gov.ie.
Okay.
For the benefit of those who don't know.
we'll give that website again at the end.
Okay. But the thing is that, you know, it's really of the utmost importance, and especially given the population boom that's currently underway in this country, because the figures that came out recently about from the Central Statistics Office shows that the population went up by over nearly 100,000 in the last year alone. So in all probability, between now and 2040, we're going to have to cater for at least an extra 1 million people in this country, if not more. And, you know, that's what the National Planning Framework revision is supposedly dedicated to doing.
So it's interesting because, as you say, it doesn't get a huge amount of attention. What gets a lot of attention is a government minister, or the Taoiseach indeed, coming out and saying, we're going to have an infrastructure minister or Apple tax money, and then kind of big debates about the critical infrastructure you might spend it on. But this planning framework is what determines actually where we locate critical infrastructure into the future.
Absolutely, and everything else as well. And you know, the original National Planning Framework was launched with a great deal of hoopla in Sligo, with all members of the then government under Leo Varadkar.
And why was it in Sligo?
It was in Sligo just to show that they cared about the regions, you know. Mm. And so it was a little gesture.
We're not a Dublin government. We'll
even have a cabinet meeting down here just to show that we're in touch with the regions. So there was a great deal of hoopla, and the thing was even grandly titled Project Ireland 2040, and you know. The emphasis that it put out really was that there needs to be balanced regional development and also compact growth. In other words, there wasn't going to be just endless suburban sprawl into every field and, you know, on the edges of cities and towns, but that we would try and achieve a more compact growth pattern in this country. Mm. But at the same time, the revision has really failed to come up with any real change to take on board the fact that, you know, if you looked at the results of the 2022 census, they clearly showed that Dublin was growing much faster than Cork, Limerick, Galway or Waterford, the so-called four second-tier cities. And that is of great concern because if you think about Dublin is already gigantic in terms of Ireland. I mean, it really is a city of European importance. And that's important to keep that, too.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it should continue on growing exponentially, which is what's happening at the moment. And it's at the expense of the other places, of Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford. Because the more growth that takes place in Dublin, and even as things stand, over half of the economy in Ireland is concentrated in the Dublin area. And if you look at where a lot of the growth is taking place, it's not taking place in the cities and towns. It's taking place on the edges and out in the countryside. And also you know, in the commuter belts surrounding Dublin, and Dublin's commuter belt goes out, as we've talked about this before, goes out for a distance of about 100 kilometres.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes in all of that. And also, one of the other things that it's not dealing with is the incredible phenomenon, which is still going on and was highlighted in 2021, when over 45% of the total number of houses that were permitted that year consisted of one-off houses in the countryside. I mean, in other words, nearly half of all of the houses yeah. that were permitted in that year alone were one-offs in the countryside. And there was a high-level review carried out of the National Planning Framework by independent people.
Yeah.
And they recommended that something needed to be done to deal with this phenomenon of scattered housing and also to try and go for a more compact growth yeah. model. And that just isn't being taken on board.
You speak to kind of people individually in communities and they say it is harder to build that one-off house in the countryside. And farmers will say, you know, the bit of road frontage that they had isn't as valuable as maybe times gone by. But those figures would suggest that, you
that
know,
it's not that, it's not
you
that
just
hard.
Kind of dig in and yeah. fight. I mean, you'll eventually
you
know, get
it. Anybody, even within the commuter belt area of a yeah. city or a city or town, anybody who... All they need to show is a social or economic need.
Join the local GAA club.
You know, whatever. Or say their granny is living down the road and therefore they need to be living near their yeah. granny and whatever else. And there's all sorts of excuses. But, you know, it's as plain as a pikestaff to me and to a lot of other people that one of the reasons why you have so much dereliction and decay in towns and villages throughout the whole country is that so many houses are being built in the countryside, that if we were to start looking at all of those vacant buildings in Irish towns and villages as resources rather than as liabilities, yeah. you know, we would be getting somewhere. And yet, there's 103 objectives set, national planning objectives set in this new revision.
Yeah.
And not one of them, mentions tackling dereliction as a priority.
Well, what about the people listening to this who think, I want to live in a one-off house at the countryside?
Yeah, well,
you know, the planning framework should reflect the wishes of the people in that regard.
Well, I mean, yes, but, you know, but the trouble about it is it's inherently unsustainable. It means that you absolutely have to have a car to get around. You can't be served by public transport. It's so much easier if you were living in a town, you could would be within walking distance of shops, schools, you know, the barbers, the church, whatever else, you know, everything is close at hand. And instead of living 10 or 15 kilometres out in the countryside, I mean, yes, some of us might have those kind of fantasies, but that doesn't mean that should be allowed to happen on an unrestricted basis. And that's what's happening at the moment. At a macro level, the really big problem now we're facing now is that we are literally sleepwalking our way to a deeply unbalanced, dysfunctional and inequitable Ireland if we allow Dublin to continue to grow.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, in terms of addressing that particular shortcoming, how do you do it? Is it about constraining how much Dublin can go, or is it about just picking one of those second tier yeah. cities, a Cork, for example,
yes.
and saying, you know what, we're going to weigh into this. We're going to really yeah. lean into Cork.
Well, I mean, why don't they do that? Why don't they do that? That's what the point. I met Micheál Martin on the way into the studio, as they say. He was going on your rivals Today FM to talk about something else. And I said I was coming on here to talk about the National Planning Framework. And I said I'd be rooting for Cork because
well,
I have
he'd
argued
have loved
before.
That now.
No, well, of course,
oh,
yeah.
he'd have loved it.
Yeah, but you know, I said that isn't going to happen because Dublin is being allowed to grow too much and too fast. And we need to hear it. We need to hear it for Cork. And I think that Cork should be twice as big as it currently is.
Yeah.
Because if you look at a map of Ireland, or if you look at the figures for each of the cities and towns, I mean, Dublin is way ahead of all the rest. You know, the others aren't even close. And the growth in the population of Dublin in the last 7 or 8 years is equivalent to the combined growth of all of the others, all of the other four second tier cities. And this is just not in the national interest.
And when you say just in terms of Cork, and to kind of tie in a few different issues, that it should be double the size it is, you mean in terms of population, but increased population density.
Of course.
The worst way we could go about expanding Cork is just suburbs out into Douglas and beyond.
I want to be clear that I am not in favour of, you know, kind of shoving up high-rise build-to-rent schemes all over the place as an alternative. Because, you know, the densities that some of them are being built at, I mean, 300 units per hectare? I mean, for goodness sake, a one-off house in the countryside is one house on half an acre. I mean, people are being expected to live in blocks of flats that are going to have, you know, a predominance of one-bedroom and studio units and two-bedroom flats and all the rest of it in urban areas, while we fail to tackle, on the other hand, the problem of suburban sprawl into the countryside, and also the decay of towns and villages and the underuse of so many buildings, historic buildings that are really worthwhile and really should be looked at. But they're not prepared to do that kind of work to get that show on the road.
Have you got pen and paper at the ready now at home? What is that website address again,
that
Frank?
That is npfrev.housing.gov.ie.
There you have it. Frank McDonald, former environment editor with the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.